Hey, check it out. Today I want to go over what a good credit report should look like and what exactly banks are looking for in your credit report. You know, first of all, you got to start off with your payment history. They're looking for a 100% payment history. And yeah, a late payment can cost you thousands of dollars. And interest, maybe your interest is going to be higher, or and the amount of money that they will give you because of one late payment. But that's not the end of the world. You can qualify for funding with, you know, two late payments. The second thing they look for is your utilization. And most places will tell you they want 30%. That's what they're looking for. But I'm going to tell you they're looking for 10%. If you ever get your credit card utilization down to 10% and compare that with when it was 30%, your score increases dramatically when it's at the 10% or lower. So a lot of places, 30% is good just for everyday use, but when you're going to apply for those credit cards or business funding, you want to get that down under 30% to like 10%. Next, they're looking for derogatories. Make sure you didn't skip out on nobody or none of that. They want zero of those. You know, they want to know that you're responsible. They want to know that, you know, you actually pay your debts. So next thing they're looking for is the how long you've had credit. And most places are looking for 5 years. So that includes like your car, vehicle, your credit cards, you know, all that stuff. They want to know that you've been dealing with credit and are responsible with credit for the last 5 years. Then they're looking for total accounts. They want 10, and that's a mix of accounts, credit cards, mortgages, car loans, and that's when you get your revolving and credit cards, all that. They want 10 accounts, student loans, all that. They want to see that you can manage not only your credit, but that you can manage multiple lines of it. You know, having one credit card, paying that off, you're really not showing that you're responsible to them. You know, even though you might have cash in the bank and you pay your credit card every month, they're looking for multiple lines of credit that you're responsible for. And the next is inquiries, you know, hard inquiries. 2 to 3, that's what they're looking for. So when you go and get a car and they rip you for 8 to 10 inquiries, that's no good. And imagine each inquiry can weigh up to 3 points. So imagine you go into the car dealership getting 10 inquiries, your score drops 30 points in a matter of a couple hours because you're trying to go get a car. So there's better ways around that. We'll share that later, but that's what banks are looking for. And a good credit report. Remember, so your payment history, they want 100%. Your utilization, I'm gonna say get that under 10% when we go to fill out those applications. Then your derogatory remarks, they want zero. Zero, zero, zero. And your payment history, they want 5 years. They want to make sure that you can handle that for the last 5 years. And then the accounts. They want at least 10 accounts. And the next is hard inquiries. And all that information is, you know, not all that information, but those categories are on your credit card, so you can see where you stack. You know, if you only got 2 years of history, there's ways to boost that up. You don't have to wait 3 more years for your history. So take a look at your stats. Then we want to compare them to what the banks are looking for. All right, thanks again for rocking with me. I appreciate you guys tapping in. Till the next time.